Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. President Obama took to the stage at the Democratic National Convention last night to rally the delegates for Hillary Clinton and to blast Donald Trump.
The president took off the gloves and, for the first time in a prepared speech, mentioned Donald Trump by name, taking issue with his slogan, Make America Great Again.
I promise you, our strength, our greatness, does not depend on Donald Trump.
The middle part was Mr. Obama in attack mode.
He's just offering slogans, and he's offering fear. He's betting that if he scares enough people, he might score just enough votes to win this election. And that's another bet that Donald Trump will lose.
The Trump campaign shot back at what it called the DNC's night of empty rhetoric. Bob Costantini at the Democratic Convention, Philadelphia.
In his first primetime speech, vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine said he's confident Hillary Clinton is ready to be president.
She's ready because of her faith. She's ready because of her heart. She's ready because of her experience, and she's ready because she knows that in America we are stronger when we are together.
Kaine is facing a backlash from the left, pressuring him to affirm his liberal credentials. Democrats and even some Republicans are condemning remarks by Donald Trump, who yesterday appeared to encourage Russia to find and make public missing emails deleted by Hillary Clinton. Those comments ignited an instant debate over hacking and urging a foreign government to meddle in American politics. If you live in Montgomery or Prince George's County, your electric bill could soon be going up.
To pay for system upgrades, Pepco wants to raise rates by about $16 a month for the average customer. Montgomery County Councilor Roger Berliner is leading an effort to make sure that doesn't happen. Hundreds of residents signed a petition he circulated to fight the hike.
Needless to say, they're not happy.
He expects county leaders to join their fight as the state's Public Service Commission decides whether to approve the rate increase.
Our hope is that they will look at this as they have in the past and say, I don't think so.
You can weigh in at a public hearing September 6th. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Those 6 Baltimore police officers involved in the Freddie Gray case are not done with the ordeal just yet. Even though all the remaining criminal charges have been dropped, they still face an internal review.
A truly independent investigation administratively will now be done.
To avoid any conflicts of interest, Baltimore's police commissioners enlisting the help of the Montgomery County and Howard County Police Departments to do internal reviews of the 6 officers, says Lieutenant Brian Rice's attorney Michael Davis.
They will do a complete investigation to determine if any of these officers violated any of the policies or procedures that were in place and that they knew of.
They can go back to work, and most of them are working again.
Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 3 President Gene Ryan says 4 of the 6 are already back on duty, with the remaining 2 soon to return. In Baltimore, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Vice President Joe Biden and Attorney General Loretta Lynch will be visiting Baton Rouge today. They're scheduled to speak at a vigil honoring the 3 police officers killed by a lone gunman outside a convenience store. Red light cameras are widely hated, but a new study says getting rid of them can have fatal consequences. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says traffic deaths from red light running crashes go up by nearly a third after cities turn off the cameras. And Forrest Mars Jr. has died. The 84-year-old was the grandson of the founder of the McLean-based Mars Candy Company, of which he and his brother John were co-presidents for many years. Forrest Mars Jr. helped build the company into one of the world's richest businesses, with its ubiquitous offerings of M&Ms, Milky Ways, and Snickers. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,472, the Nasdaq at 5140. Sports, the Nationals maintain their 4-game NL East lead with a win over the Indians. The Orioles still lead the AL East by 2, despite losing again to Colorado. And Redskins training camp gets started today in Richmond. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
the big screen store. It's game on. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99. Let me say that again. $8.99. Wow, that's big. The big screen store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the big screen store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means, if you're shopping Samsung, the big screen store is the only choice. The big screen store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66. That's where we're still dealing with crash. Multiple cars involved. Eastbound 66 before you get to the Beltway right near 123. Looks like they're only allowing the left lane to get by. So quickly growing those delays back near the Fairfax County Parkway. Westbound, they have the left lane blocked at the scene of the crash. So each direction, 66, 123, use caution and expect a little extra time for sure. If you're taking the Greenway, Toll Road, Route 7, pushing up through to the Beltway, those arteries open, no problems. 95 through Dale City, and again in Lorton, starting to see those brake lights and the volume increasing. DC 295. Looking at delays as you come off of the Beltway now, get up toward the Naval Research Lab. DDOT tells me they're not working any incidents, but they're rechecking in that area. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, a little bit of volume starting to build through Silver Spring. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the city's first dedicated heart and vascular hospital, ushering in a new era of patient experience for the region and beyond. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds in as we go through this Thursday morning. Slight chance of showers, thunderstorms through the day, about 92 degrees. Better chance of thunderstorms by this evening and overnight tonight. Maybe some locally heavy rainfall, maybe some stronger storms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 78 in Dumfries, 73 in Gaithersburg, 82 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Hillary Clinton joins President Obama on stage at the DNC. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Boy, we are live in Philadelphia covering the Democratic National Convention. We got a full lineup here for you this morning. In about 30 minutes, we're going to talk to Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective, about the Freddie Gray decision yesterday. They decided no more cases will be brought forward. All charges will be dismissed against the police officers. That's coming up in 30 minutes. Lanny Davis will be here in person in the Wells Fargo Center. Coming up at about 7:35. A.B. Stoddard will join us at 8:15 from Real Clear Politics, and Jake Tapper at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Back up, back up!
The terrifying moment 35 years ago when John Hinckley Jr. attempted to assassinate President Ronald Reagan at the Washington Hilton, and he came so very close, almost millimeters, in fact, that bullet came from killing the president who had just begun his first term. He was only a couple of months into it. Well, we learned yesterday that that man, that attempted assassin, John Hinckley Jr., is now a free man. He has been deemed able to walk amongst us as a free citizen because he is no longer a danger to himself or to our society, or so says the judge, Paul Friedman, looking over the case. Let's go to Craig Shirley now. He is a Reagan historian, author of the new book, Last Act, The Final Years, An Emerging Legacy of Ronald Reagan, and probably a man who has studied Ronald Reagan more than anyone. Thanks for joining us, Craig.
You bet, fellas. How are you?
Well, pretty good, but I got to say I was absolutely stunned by this decision. I thought that John Hinckley would be locked up for life. Tell me your reaction and why you think that this is actually a political move by U.S. District Judge Paul Friedman.
Paul Friedman is a bipartisan Democrat. He was appointed by Bill Clinton to the bench in 1994. His decision several times, he's interceded in behalf of protecting shady Democratic fundraisers. So it was clearly a political decision. You know, in his ruling, he never said that he consulted Hinckley's psychiatrist to all of a sudden pronounce Hinckley, cured. I interviewed for my book Last Act Dr. Roger Peel extensively, who was head of the psychiatric unit at St. Elizabeth's Hospital, and he told me many things, things that had never seen the light of day before. They're in my book. But one of the things he indicated was he thought that Hinckley was not cured, that Hinckley was the most narcissistic, self-absorbed individual he'd ever had as a patient, and that was an opinion shared by six psychiatrists. Now, you combine that with the fact that he's under constant Secret Service surveillance. They have observed him. He's lied about his whereabouts. He's gone into bookstores and looked up books of the assassination attempt, clearly looking for his name because he still thinks he's the most important person in the world. Why would you release him now when all the evidence points to the fact that this man is still a danger to society?
Yeah, that's the thing that I remember is that the Secret Service have, you know, they do keep an eye on him whenever he goes out on these supervised releases with his family.
Right.
That they then follow up and double check and they learn things like he goes into a bookstore, opens the book to read about the assassination attempt because he's so fascinated with what he did back then.
Yes.
And that is a sign that you're right. He's not cured. He's not right. How in the world is there anything the Secret Service can do besides just assign a detail to watch him every minute that will reverse this decision?
I don't see any, Brian. I don't see how they can reverse it. I suppose that there's a way to there's an appeals process, but somebody would have to do it. You know, the Reagan Library came down very hard against this decision, and everybody I know who worked for Ronald Reagan, everybody who's knows about this, even in a cursory way, has come down and just aghast and appalled. Look, Sirhan is behind prison for the rest of his life for the murder of John Kennedy. John Hinckley murdered Jim Brady. When Jim Brady died, is that the medical examiner ruled his death a homicide. Why isn't John Hinckley behind bars?
Our guest is Craig Shirley. He is a Reagan biographer and probably has studied Ronald Reagan and written about Ronald Reagan more than anyone else. I want you to listen to this. This is former President Ronald Reagan speaking to Larry King about John Hinckley. Listen.
Were you angry?
Well, I didn't know for quite a while until they began to tell me about the young man that had done this and what his problem was, that he was not exactly on a normal basis. And so then I added him to my prayers, that prayers for myself, that, well, if I wanted healing for myself, maybe he should have some healing for himself.
A quintessential Reagan in terms of his spirituality and how important prayer was for him, and he suddenly began praying for John Hinckley so that he should be healed. What do you think he would make of this if he truly was praying for John Hinckley to be healed?
Well, I resist, Larry, the what would Reagan do stuff, and I don't like people who do it because we don't know what Reagan would do. All I can do is go on the historical facts. What I can tell you is that what he said about his forgiveness for John Hinckley is absolutely true. As a matter of fact, as I wrote in Last Act, when I interviewed Dr. Peel, Reagan, after he was healed from the gunshot wound, actually sought a private meeting with Hinckley to tell him that he forgave him. He didn't want to do, it wasn't a presidential pardon, but it was a personal act of Christian faith. Reagan, after he was returned to the White House, after he was restored to vitality, called Dr. Daniel Ruge, who was then the White House physician, and raised the idea with Ruge. Ruge reached out to Dr. Roger Peel at St. Elizabeth's, and he said he would talk to the team of psychiatrists who were taking care of Hinckley and get back to the White House, Dr. Ruge. And he talked to the six psychiatrists who were on the Hinckley case, and to a person, they said, absolutely not. Hinckley would misinterpret it as vindication for what he did. He's narcissistic, he's self-absorbed, He utterly believes, and he would see it as a vindication of what he did. So Reagan ended up not meeting with Hinckley, but the indication that Reagan, the desire of Reagan's to meet with Hinckley is a demonstration of his vast capacity for Christian forgiveness.
All right, so when he's been released on these family outings, he's been followed by the Secret Service. Will they now continue to follow him, or are they prevented from doing so?
No, they're going to continue Jr., apparently the news reports are, Brian, is that he's still going to be under supervision, and I would urge close supervision based on his history.
So we're paying for this guy. We're paying a lot of money for supervision.
We've been paying for this guy but think of how Jim Brady paid for his actions.
Yeah, that's absolutely
Thomas,
right.
Thomas Delahunty, who a D.C. police officer who was a man of courage, how he paid. Tim McCarthy was a Secret Service agent. You know, we can't forget, four men were shot that day. Not just the President of the United States, but four men were shot that day.
In that moment, he goes under the knife and he takes off his mask and tells everyone in the room, I hope you're all Republicans. And that response from the surgeon, Mr. President, today we're all Republicans.
Dr. Howard Giordano, yes.
Yeah, probably still gives me goosebumps just thinking about that. If someone had written it, you wouldn't believe it, but it's absolutely true. It's amazing.
But that's the way Reagan was. And I think that is such an important point, Larry, because it was a defining moment. I don't like that phrase, but, you know, the American people, although they weren't closely attuned to FDR being polio, they had an understanding that the president had been injured. It was not completely well. John Kennedy, you know, his heroes in World War II, Dwight Eisenhower leading the American invasion, is that they had already formulated, the American people had formed an opinion of these modern presidents based on actions, but they hadn't of Reagan. And then Reagan's grace under pressure in the assassination gave the American people a look into the psychology of Ronald Reagan, and it formed a bond with the American people that never, ever, is still with us today.
Yeah. Craig Shiller, we've got to leave it there. It's always good to touch base with you. I'm sorry it's on this story with John Hinckley being released. He is the definitive biographer of Ronald Reagan, Craig Shiller. Thank you, sir.
Fellas.
It is now 6:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In one of our busy spots this morning, 66, but getting better. 66 eastbound, it's come up to 123. Still a lot of activity with the crash, and they do need to tow at least two cars out of there. Here's what we do. We come eastbound out of Centerville, stay to the left to get by, but it looks like they're trying to get three lanes through. Westbound improving rapidly. They had the left lane blocked, but that's been reopened. So just 66 west also. Keep alert near 123. DDOT now responding to the crash and heavy delays. DC 295 northbound as you leave the Beltway, heading up toward the Naval Research Lab. Lanes currently reported open on the southeast-southwest freeway in each direction. And Metro Rail commuters, heads up. You need extra time. Red Line, they're still single tracking between Noma Gallaudet and Judiciary Square. They're doing a track inspection at Union Station. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, here is the forecast. It's going to be, again, another hot, warm, steamy day. A temperature of around 92 degrees. Thunderstorms are possible, and thunderstorms possible this evening, 74. Again, thunderstorms possible on Friday, 87. Saturday and Sunday look like they're going to be nice days in the upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 82 degrees. It is 6:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
For all of us who know that the brightest future for our country is the one that we build together, and for my friend Hillary Clinton, I humbly accept my party's nomination to be Vice President of the United States.
It was a late, late night last night, and Tim Kaine followed Barack Obama and Joe Biden.
Yep.
And Michael Bloomberg and Martin O'Malley, and he accepted his vice presidential nomination as all Americans from sea to shining sea drifted off to sleep, knowing that they'd been lulled into their rest and relaxation by the scintillating delivery of one Tim Kaine, the senator from the Commonwealth of Virginia. Oh, now we're just having fun. But it is hard to follow those speeches, isn't it? And it was a tough one. And honestly,
I tried him. My eyes just kept, the lids just kept closing. I was fighting the sleepies.
One memorable moment in his speech, though, was when he tried, I emphasize, tried to do an imitation of Donald Trump. Listen to this.
He's got a way of saying the same two words every time he makes his biggest, hugest promises. Believe me. It's going to be great. Believe me. We're going to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it, believe me. We're going to destroy ISIS so fast, believe me. There's nothing suspicious in my tax returns, believe me.
Now, it's all good stuff, and someone wrote it for him, and that's terrific. Someone in the room, though, there said, oh, yeah, Senator Kaine, you do a great Donald Trump. See, if you're going to do Donald Trump, you know, do Donald Trump. I mean, honestly, he doesn't even say believe me like that. He doesn't say believe me. He says believe me. You know, the emphasis is on believe me.
Yeah.
I mean, my kid can do this better than Senator Kaine.
Yeah, actually, to be honest with you, it sounded like he was doing Bernie Sanders.
It did. That was very much a Bernie Sanders thing.
Yeah, believe me.
You know what? Maybe that's why yesterday Bernie Sanders officially left the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I noticed that. Well, I mean, he got barely clear of the process of Hillary Clinton being nominated, and he's already back to being an independent.
Think about that. The man who just offered up and said, let's make this unanimous, all of us Democrats here in Philadelphia, a unanimous nomination for Hillary Clinton, and he does that great, loyal, wonderful, party-unifying thing, and then he leaves the party that he supposedly just unified.
Pretty interesting, yeah.
That said, Tim Kaine did his Trump impression. It's getting some mixed reviews, I think.
I think it needs
the best way to put it.
I think it needs a lot of work.
It's going to be great, believe me. We're going to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it, believe me. We're going to destroy ISIS so fast, believe me.
You know, nothing says I'm ready to be one heartbeat away from the presidency than a bad, rich, little stand-up.
Well, I mean, I keep wondering, you know, why it is that Hillary chose Tim Kaine. I mean, because he's not the most scintillating speaker. You know, it looks like Hillary's doing fairly well in the Commonwealth of Virginia right now. So, you know, maybe, Tim Kaine doesn't really help her out that much. I'm really trying to figure it out, except that maybe they wanted somebody who would never claim the spotlight, never upstage Hillary, especially as a public speaker, because believe me, she's got her challenges there as well.
Believe you?
Believe me.
By the way, is it really a wise thing to start hammering Donald Trump for saying, believe me, and suggest that he's not trustworthy when the top of the ticket for the Democrats is someone who is, well, let's just say she has some issues with trust. And issues with
it's
people
hard to believe
her,
that's for sure.
Here's cut 15, a little more Tim Kaine, where all around the hall yesterday in the media rows and the radio, all the surrogates, they couldn't stop talking about Tim Kaine's Catholic faith, and he drew on that a bit here in cut 15.
It's simple. Do all the good you can and serve one another. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. That's what I'm about. That's what you're about. That's what Bernie Sanders is about. That's what Joe and Jill Biden are about. That's what Barack and Michelle Obama are about. And that's what Hillary Clinton is about.
Yeah. Do all the good you can and serve one another. From Catholic Tim Kaine. Unfortunately, all of the unborn children who have died at the hands of Planned Parenthood, who give Tim Kaine, by the way, a 100% voting record in the Senate, were unavailable to comment on Tim Kaine's strong religious beliefs and his commitment to serve as many people as that he can. It's now 6:22.
Believe me.
At Adeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Adeed. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadeed.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA-approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Joe Nichols, Jeff Foxworthy, Trace Adkins, Three Dog Night, and Jay Leno. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's Wilson Realty Group.
It is now 6:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, getting a little bit better. That's good news for westbound commuters. That delay quickly cleared out near 123. We had a left lane blocked. It's been reopened. The crash happened eastbound at 123, and we only have that right red X lane remaining blocked. Yes, it's slow, but improving with additional lanes that have been reopened. Watch as you come through Centerville toward the Beltway. Now, leaving the Beltway and trying to go north on DC 295, that's been a struggle with the crash reported near the Naval Research Lab. I'm now looking at delays off of each loop of the Capitol Beltway. So coming out of Virginia, watch on that bridge span, and then to go north on 295 for the slowdowns. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, heavy from 95 and around 2 Georgia Avenue. Metro Rail, they still have the Safe Track surge in place through July 31st, where the Orange and Silver Line trains are continuously single tracking between East Falls Church and Ballston. And on the Red Line this morning, right now, they just told me residual delays, but they're no longer single tracking between Noma Gallaudet and Judiciary Square. They had been doing track inspection at Union Station. If your computer's running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate My Clean PC software. Clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up. Thunderstorms could bring locally heavy rainfall this evening and on into tonight. Lots of clouds around this morning. Maybe a few showers and a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, 92. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, already 82 degrees. It is 6:27. I tell you, this is disturbing. I saw this story and I said, well, there's a story we got to talk about on Mornings on the Mall. Prince George's County police say that $30,000 worth of hair extensions have been stolen from a hair salon in Upper Marlboro. Apparently, they're looking for a suspect. The side door was left open. Somebody just reached in and grabbed $30,000 worth of hair.
Wow.
And ran off with it. Apparently, I didn't know this, but I'm told that these hair extensions are very expensive.
Oh, yes.
And very important to making sure that some women have volume in their hair. You want volume.
Right.
That's what I'm told. And the story goes on to talk about how there's been one in D.C. There's been a theft of these hair extensions where a woman walked in and pepper sprayed the owner and then stole her hair extensions. It said, the quote is, same thing happened in D.C. The girl got robbed for all her hair. This is apparently 100% virgin hair, which means it is human hair that has never been processed.
Oh, I thought it may have been something completely different. Thank you for explaining that.
According to Smith, one bundle cost between $100 and $120, and it takes 5 or 6 bundles to make a full head of hair. Lair, have you thought about this?
Have I thought about what?
Hair extensions.
Well, it's the thing that women get, Brian.
No, I mean, but, you know, it might help you.
Help me what, Brian?
I'll just leave it there, Larry. I don't want to hurt your feelings or anything, but... It seems like it might be some good. Do you have an alibi for where you were when all this happened?
Well, see, I don't think you understand what hair extensions do. They don't cover up bald spots like I have, if that's the point you're trying to make.
I don't know.
This, you know, we weren't all blessed with Anchorman hair.
That's right. I got
that strangely is so rigid and immobile that you could be through a hurricane and not one strand would move.
That's right.
How
that's
do
right.
you TV people do that?
A lot of Aquanet.
Really?
Yeah, Aquanet.
Yeah.
And hair gel.
And I'm the Femi one. It's 6:29 on WMAL.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Well, coming up in just a moment, we're going to give you a conversation with Rod Wheeler about the Freddie Gray decision yesterday in Baltimore. Boy, it's an interesting one. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Day 3 of the Democratic National Convention was as much about Donald Trump as it was about Hillary Clinton.
The Democratic Party unleashing, launching their most blistering attacks to date. Vice President Biden using his blue-collar background to question Trump's dedication to the working class.
He's trying to tell us he cares about the middle class. Give me a break. That's a bunch of malarkey.
Former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta taking on Trump's foreign policy credentials.
Donald Trump says he gets his foreign policy experience from watching TV and running the Miss Universe pageant.
And condemning Trump's challenge to Russia to hack Hillary Clinton's emails.
Correspondent Manu Raju reporting. And look who else showed up on the speaker's list at the DNC. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley.
Unlike that immigrant bashing carnival barker Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton understands the enduring symbol of the United States of America is not the barbed wire fence. It is the Statue of Liberty.
Donald Trump's reaction to last night's DNC lineup, quote, a sad sight for the Democratic Party. California firefighters are bracing for hotter weather and lower humidity in the area near Big Sur, where wildfire has already destroyed 34 homes and killed a bulldozer driver. And North Korea's top diplomat for U.S. affairs says Washington crossed the red line and effectively declared war by putting leader Kim Jong-un on its list of sanctioned individuals. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,472, the NASDAQ at 5140. Sports, the Nets pick up a win in Cleveland. The O's take another loss to Colorado. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you notice signs of fatigue, you should pull over to a rest stop to refresh yourself. Some of the warning signs include lane drifting, hitting road edge rumble strips, repeated yawning, and trouble maintaining focus. Holiday or vacation driving sometimes tempts people to keep going to make a schedule. Think smart. Remember that even a minor accident or a roadside chat with a highway patrol officer takes more time than a rest stop. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
It's a normal day. You're rushing out the door to get to work on time when suddenly, there it is, the dreaded service light. So what is it this time? Tire pressure? Low coolant? Time for an oil change? When it comes to service lights, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange coolant and transmission fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
The Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300. 100 tables, more new exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA, National Firearms Museum, presents Rare Civil War Sharps Firearms Treasures. See one of John Brown's original carbines, a massive buffalo rifle, and more. Don't miss the Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show this weekend. 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, and trade Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. The Nations Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center, this weekend. Coupons and more info at cegunshows.com or showmastersgunshows.com. That's cegunshows.com or showmastersgunshows.com.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through sedation dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius' ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ferrelius, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him.
Everyone is so nice, and they really want to help. It's not like any medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full-mouth dental implants.
And wow, one day? Basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270, pretty calm morning. We're still doing okay as you come south past Route 80 Urbana, but then as you approach the exit and passing 109 in Hyattstown, that's where the slowest stretch. Top side of the Beltway through Silver Spring, heavy volume. 95 getting down to the Beltway, no troubles. Now, some of our trouble spots, let's go Virginia. 66 as you come eastbound near 123. Accident activity pretty much all confined to that far right red X lane and the shoulder. Still a lot to check out. Delays out of Centerville. Westbound delays have cleared. On the northbound DC 295 near the Naval Research Lab, the scene of where we had a reported crash still slows off of each loop of the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another gray day today, but warm and humid temperatures continue. Not as hot as yesterday, 92. Slight chance of showers, thunderstorms. Then by tonight, thunderstorms becoming likely. Temperatures down into the mid-70s. Scattered storms tomorrow morning. Will be locally heavy rainfall tonight and early tomorrow. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik on WMAL.
Right now, 82 in Vienna, 78 in La Plata, 82 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
637 WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry live from Philadelphia as we cover day four of the Democratic National Convention. There are only 4 days, right? Yeah. Is this it? Right. This is the end?
This is it.
Tomorrow we're home?
Yes, we are.
Do you promise?
Yes.
It's 7:35. I shouldn't do that because I know so many of you news and political junkies out there would love to be at these political conventions, and it really has been an honor to cover them. I'm loving it. We just miss Washington. We love Washington. It's Philadelphia. 7:35, Lanny Davis, former Clinton White House counsel. He will be here face-to-face for a tete-a-tete. At 8:15, A.B. Stoddard, Real Clear Politics analyst, talk about the polls coming out of Cleveland. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper, CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, joining us on the line right now, Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective. We asked him to come along to talk about what happened yesterday in Baltimore, where Marilyn Mosby, the prosecutor over there, dropped all the charges against Freddie Gray's, the people that are accused of being involved in his death, the police officers. And what was remarkable, I think, was the press conference and the tone and tenor of her comments. Listen to Marilyn Mosby, the Cut 18, yesterday in Baltimore.
As the world has witnessed over the past 14 months, the prosecution of on-duty police officers in this country is unsurprisingly rare and blatantly fraught with systemic and inherent complications. Unlike with other cases where prosecutors work closely with the police to investigate what actually occurred, What we realized very early on in this case was that police investigating police, whether they're friends or merely their colleagues, was problematic.
I got to tell you, Rod Wheeler, when I heard that yesterday, I said, what in the world is she doing?
Right.
She's been thrown out of court now. How many times? Four times. They've decided that they don't have a case they can go forward with. And she's decided, after being embarrassed time and time and time again, and being told that you have no case, she goes on TV there in Baltimore at a time when, I mean, emotions are running high and people are easily upset about this issue, and she just stirs the pot. I thought it was the most irresponsible thing I've ever heard. Yeah.
That's right, Brian. She rants against the police, and she had that same demeanor and tenor 4 days after the Freddie Gray arrest back in April of 2015. If you get a chance to look at that video, it's the exact same thing. Back then, this was 4 days now after his arrest, she said that she was going to bring criminal charges against police officers for misdoing. Well, if she was going to do that in 4 days, the question that everyone had, and I remember we talked about this back then, how in the world are you going to investigate a police case, and especially the death of an individual in police custody, in 4 days. Well, guess what? She brought the charges against six police officers, six sworn veteran police officers, by the way. These wasn't guys that just started on the job a week or two ago. They had been around. And she didn't just bring one charge. She brought seven or more charges against each officer. So this case just basically fell flat on its face, and anybody in the criminal justice arena would have told you, and they did, I'm sure, a year ago, that this just wasn't going to go anywhere.
Rod Wheeler, if you care about the city of Baltimore, if you care about the impoverished African Americans who live in the inner city of Baltimore, if you truly care about them, then you want there to be law and order on the streets of Baltimore. You want the criminal element to be rooted out. And to do that, you have to have an effective police department working with the prosecutor's office. So I want to bring it back to what Marilyn Mosby said, and I'm going to quote her here. Listen to this. She accused the Baltimore Police Department of, quote, creating videos to disprove the state's case without our knowledge, creating notes that were drafted after the case was launched to contradict the medical examiner's conclusion, unquote. She just accused the Baltimore Police Department of manufacturing evidence to undermine her case. Can she effectively continue in her job at this point and work with that police department after these wild accusations?
Well, she's not going to get any support from the police department. And if she really feels strongly and she has evidence to support what she's saying, then what she needs to do then is file an inquiry with the Department of Justice, if that is the case. Well, she hasn't done that yet. You know, all she's doing is ranting. Let's face it, back a year ago, the only reason, and I've said it before in this program and others, the only reason Marilyn Mosby brought charges against these police officers is because Baltimore was in an uproar. They didn't like the fact that Freddie Gray, who was standing on the corner, by the way, possibly selling drugs, we don't know, was arrested. He had a career criminal. He was arrested. They didn't like that. And they didn't like the fact that there was a wide turn made when he was in the back of the police van. He probably hit his head. That's what broke his neck, and he died. Tragic accident, you bet. Criminal act? Absolutely not. And everybody, even those not in the criminal justice arena, could quickly tell that this was simply a tragic accident.
Yeah, I know, but if I were a police officer in Baltimore right now, I would be just absolutely beside myself, having watched Marilyn Mosby go on TV locally there and incite basically a riot.
But, Brian, she wasn't the only one. I mean, let's face facts here. And, again, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. This is what happened. She wasn't the only one. But the mayor of that city, you recall, when the riot started,
I understand then emotions were running high. But after having been, you know, thrown out of court now how many times, she just stands her ground and continues to stir that pot at a time when we're seeing police officers shot and attacked all over this country.
Right. That's because she has no regard whatsoever, no respect whatsoever for law enforcement. And to be honest, that's why Baltimore is experiencing the problems that they are. Until they get new leadership in there, guys, they're going to continue to experience this.
Sadly,
their attorney now, I mean, Marilyn Mosby is their prosecuting attorney. That's what she represents, the city of Baltimore, and we see what the end result was in this case.
Well, and sadly, Rod Wheeler, in the United States of America, in big cities like Baltimore, circa July 2016, when you rant against the police like that and incite a riot, as Brian Wilson just suggested, it's actually politically advantageous for you. That's the sad reality that we're faced with. We've got to leave it there. But, Rod, we've been so glad to have you from the beginning on the Freddie Gray case. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Have a good time in Philadelphia.
Come
back to Washington. We miss you here, guys.
Yeah, we'll be there tomorrow. 6:44.
Today's economy forced Dr. Kim to make a decision about his money.
In a savings account, you're not making any money at all. I have some money in stocks and mutual funds, and I don't trust the market.
His prescription? Real estate. The problem?
I can't do it on my own. I just didn't really know how to make it happen. And that's when a friend introduced me to Home Union.
Home Union makes it as easy as buying stocks with their end-to-end real estate solution.
You could figure all these things out on your own, or you could leverage the power of a team to do all this for you.
The concept is simple. You invest, they do the rest. Home Union does it all. But what about market stability?
I mean, it doesn't really matter to me whether the market goes up or down. I'm still going to be getting cash flow from these investment properties.
They'll even help you sell when you're ready. Use your IRA with no tax penalties. Call now for a free consultation. 800-583-8712. Follow Dr. Kim's lead.
I'm going to build my own personal empire, one house at a time. Yeah, go to Home Union, definitely.
800-583-8712. 800-583-8712.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, watch for the broken down reported. Virginia 95 northbound as you're trying to get through Stafford in the quiet, just past 610 reported in the left lane. Then you're heading delays again, not until you get to Dale City to Woodbridge, briefly in Lorton. 395 starts to fill in the volume here with the morning commute. 66, been a bit of a struggle, still accident activity eastbound before you get to the Beltway. Eastbound 66 at 123, just have that far right red X lane block, but you see a lot of flashing lights. So everyone coming out of Manassas, Centerville, quite slow. Also, crash reported on 234 Sudley Road northbound just after you pass the McDonald's, trying to get up to 66. Do watch for fire and rescue units there at the scene. And on the Maryland Beltway, outer loop from 95 to George Avenue into the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road. Two heaviest stretches. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of clouds in as we go through this Thursday morning. Slight chance of showers, thunderstorms through the day, about 92 degrees. Better chance of thunderstorms by this evening and overnight tonight. Maybe some locally heavy rainfall, maybe some stronger storms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 82 degrees. It is now 6:47 on WMAL.
America, you've vindicated that hope these past 8 years. And now I'm ready to pass the baton and do my part as a private citizen. So this year, in this election, I'm asking you to join me to reject cynicism and reject fear and to summon what is best in us to elect Hillary Clinton as the next president of the United States.
Barack Obama last night here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, speaking to the Democratic National Convention, and I was amused at all of the news anchors and pundits saying what will probably be his last major speech as president of the United States.
Gosh, no.
He ain't. Are you kidding me? You know, the final month of his presidency, he's going to give speeches in front of football stadiums. He's going to the victory lap this guy's going to try to do. And listen, as is often the case with Barack Obama's speeches since he became president. If you like Barack Obama, this was a great speech. You loved it. If you have problems with Barack Obama and take issues with him, then you didn't like it. Now, what I found was it was sort of repetitive. It was a retread of so many other speeches that he's given. In fact, listen to this. This is right out of every political speech Barack Obama has given.
She's got specific ideas to invest in new jobs, to help workers share in their company's profits. That's what leaders do. And then there's Donald Trump. Don't boo. Vote.
Well, they laugh and applaud that like it's the first time they've ever heard it. He has done the don't boo vote thing for 8 years now.
Right.
Maybe even 12 years since 2004 with John Kerry. He went on.
She knows that sometimes during those 40 years she's made mistakes, just like I have, just like we all do. That's what happens when we try.
Mistakes. She's made mistakes.
That's what happens.
Yeah. We've all made mistakes.
When you're the kind of citizen Teddy Roosevelt once described.
Yeah. We've all made mistakes, Brian. We have all made mistakes. We've all gone out of our way to put a private email server in our house and circumventing national security.
That's right.
And circumventing laws. Who hasn't done that once in their life?
There was another thing he said last night, and he was attacking Donald Trump, and he says, our power doesn't come from some self-declared savior promising that he alone can restore order as long as they do things his way. That's a direct quote.
That's a direct quote of John McCain in 2008 talking about Obama, isn't
it? Well, it is a description of Obama by Obama. I mean, he was supposed to be talking about Trump, but it is a perfect description of this president who, when he doesn't get his way, he just ignores the law, orders his administration to do things that are extra constitutional, and then waits to see if he can get away with it.
Like I said, if you like Barack Obama, you loved his speech, and if you have criticisms of Barack Obama, like we do, you react the way we just did. It's 6:49 on WMAL.
The credit crisis of 08 is long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone. But our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. Read my fully revised and updated number one best-selling book, Rescue Your Money. You'll learn what you need to know about investing in today's tumultuous times. It's a fun, quick read. You can read the whole book in a single sitting, yet it's packed with information. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, and the one big question you need to answer, plus the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Get your copy at Amazon.com today or your favorite bookseller. Read Rescue Your Money and get the investment plan you need for these tumultuous times.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengels, owner of New Look Home Design. I'm sure you've heard me talk about the fantastic discounts we typically offer this time of year, and this summer won't be any different. Right now, you're probably thinking about your vacation, not about your roof. But come this fall, when you start spending a little more time back in your home, replacing that old roof may move to the top of your to-do list. Don't wait until fall. Get your roof now. Our summer savings program allows customers to take advantage of the slow summer months and save 50% on roofing. Our summer savings program will only last this summer, and once it's over, it's not coming back. In the past, due to customer demand, we have continued the 50% off program into the fall. But I can assure you, come the end of this summer, New Look will not be offering 50% off roofing for the rest of the year. So don't wait. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Time to check, see how your money's doing. Chuck Kamlick is standing by in the newsroom at CNBC. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning to you. It looks like stocks might bounce back this morning. Futures point to a higher open today. Earnings news will dominate. Facebook's profits nearly tripled because it sold more ads, especially on mobile devices, added 220 million new users, and it made money off each one of them, $1.7 billion in total, $3.82 a person. Deal site Groupon lost less money, added more than a million new users. Samsung's profits rose because it sold more Galaxy phones. And Apple did it, selling its 1 billionth iPhone. CEO Tim Cook called the iPhone one of the most important and world-changing products in history. One economic report due today, new claims for unemployment benefits may rise. Boeing considering ending production of its 747. It has delivered more than 1,500 of those planes since 1970. And historians say the 747 made air travel more affordable for more people. And on that note, airfares fell 8% in the first quarter to an average of $361, the cheapest price in 6 years. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Breaking news. Some people will pay double the price for identical things. But why? Senior savings analyst Tom is trying to figure it out.
I'm at Zips Dry Cleaners with Anna.
Hello.
Now, Anna just got a beautiful jacket dry cleaned. How much did you pay, Anna?
$2.29.
Huh, interesting. Now, are you willing to pay $5 instead?
Why? Do I get anything out of it?
No, just the satisfaction of knowing you paid twice as much for the exact same quality of dry cleaning.
No, why on earth would I do that?
Well, that's what some people are doing every day when they take their dry cleaning to a place other than Zips.
Oof, I feel for those people. Really do.
Don't worry, Anna. They're welcome at Zips, where we'll dry clean any garment for just $2.29, cash or credit, using the same process as full-price cleaners. Same day service, same high quality, half the price. Zips Dry Cleaners. We clean clothes with a clean conscience.
Visit one of Zips' 46 locations or go to 321zips.com.
It is now time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 95 northbound direction. You need a little extra time. We have a crash. Unfortunately, northbound 95 just north of 198 in Laurel. Southbound, I'm not seeing any delays at the scene here. You're buzzing by and good until you just merge on to the outer loop stretch heavy through Silver Spring. Baltimore Washington Parkway had a little bit of that stop and go through Laurel as well, passing 197, 270, passing 109. Seems to be about the slowest stretch so far. Wilson Bridge backups are almost back near Route 5. 295 northbound, still a slow ride north to get toward the Naval Research Lab. Had an earlier morning crash reported there. 66 east at 123. It's the far red X lane remaining blocked with the scene of the crash cleanup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, 30% chance, a high of 92. Tonight, an 80% chance of showers that will rumble on through the morning when we have a 60% chance of showers on Friday. The highs tomorrow will be about 87. And then we look at the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, chance of showers both days, but not a big chance, and temperatures in the upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 82.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's
Northern Virginia Community College.
College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
It's not what's in the emails, it's the fact that someone stole them. Well, that's what the Democrats want us all to believe. Don't pay attention to the deliberate plans to discredit a political candidate with information they knew to be false and wanted to create false evidence to prove their point. Pay attention to the fact that it's likely that a foreign government stole the emails and made them public. That ought to be a good distraction. But what came out of it highlights some very questionable ethics. It seems telling to me. Questions of selling access by outrageous speaking fees paid to her husband by foreign governments while she was Secretary of State. The Russian uranium deal that was approved when Clinton was Secretary of State, and the money that flowed to the Clinton Foundation by investors in the uranium mine. Not to mention the $500,000 that Bill received for a speech in Moscow about the same time. I'll give the Democrats this. We shouldn't tolerate a foreign government causing discord in America. But we shouldn't tolerate a clear pattern of bad ethics either. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Tonight on CNN, live from Philadelphia.
This is the most important election in our lifetime.
Hillary Clinton makes history.
We want to write the next chapter in American greatness.
As she accepts her party's nomination.
I am so proud to endorse Hillary Clinton as the next president of the United States.
Democratic National Convention. Final night coverage starts today at 4 Eastern on CNN.
You will always have a seat at the table when I am in the White House.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Coming up on WMAL.
As we learned last night at the Democratic National Convention, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. And to that end, we're going to be joined by Lanny Davis, and we'll have a fine, wide-ranging conversation with him right here in Philly.
All right, Trump had some things to say yesterday.